Well, I'm going to go for Harry Potter news.
Harry Potter news?
Harry Potter news.
Right, well, this one, it's... I'm not going to take the credit here. I heard Christian talking about this on Breakfast, right? Because it's a good story that happened. Basically, I don't know if I told you about it last week when we were having our spaghetti, but,
Oh, I think you did! Right, I know what it is!
Okay, I've not heard this.
Right, there's a little midget. Right, there's a circus...
I'm loving it already.
...circus going on somewhere. I think it was in America. Yeah. And,
Is that present day or old times?
I'm talking, like, in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Little midget, circus, really packed out show, people are loving it.
Right, Steve, you asked the same question I did, I know.
So there's a little midget jumping up and down on a trampoline.
That's what I said to him.
Right.
I paid good money to see it.
So everyone's clapping, and he's getting carried away.
Because he can't believe they're loving it. I didn't know they'd like a little person on a trampoline, but they love me.
But you know what it's like when, if there's a crowd of people sort of encouraging you to sort of go higher and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he knew it was getting out of hand. But he was jumping and he was coming down, they're all going higher, and he's going really high in the air, right? So he's doing this, crowd are clapping. There's a hippo, right, just sat next to the trampoline, getting ready to come on and do his act.
Oh, right, I thought he was in the audience.
Getting ready to do his act, Steve.
Yeah. So
he's a ventriloquist.
What do you mean he's sitting by the trampoline waiting to do his act?
Because
why do they sit in the dressing room and they go, 5 minutes, Mr. Muss, 5 minutes, Mr. Muss.
So anyway, right, so the hippo's there.
he's getting annoyed because the midget's eating
going, how can I follow this? How can I? This is thinking, really annoying. They're going to be, no.
So
he's thinking, he's already done the trampoline, my pogo stick act is never going to work.
Yeah, go on, so there's a hippo waiting. See, it's a great story and I just know he embellishes it or it gets slightly wrong. Go on.
So
there's a midget jumping up and down, the hippo's getting annoyed.
The crowd are going mad, the midget's loving it, can't believe his luck. Although we think, you think, he probably knows he's dicing with danger.
Yeah. So, next thing you know, they're all saying hi, hi, hi. He gives it one big, like, heavy sort of landing on the trampoline, goes really high, but goes off at a funny angle.
Oh.
Hypotenuse.
Okay.
Yeah. And sort of flies up.
Sure.
Flies off at a funny angle.
Ooh, dear.
Hippo's there, swallows him whole. Crowd are clapping, thinking that's why the hippo was waiting there.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, though.
But no, maybe there was an accident in a circus with a midget and a hippo, eh? But at no point was this hippo waiting to go on, going, come on. The midget flew off at a hypotenuse and landed in the hippo's mouth and was swallowed whole. This is what you embellish it. That is great. And
I have to say, though, Rick, when I heard midget, trampoline, hippopotamus, I was thinking actually waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
maybe. I mean,
that you should never put those three together.
Never.
It's a recipe for disaster. Everyone knows that. Midget trampoline hippopotamus. Are you mental?
You're asking for trouble.
Well,
you know when he told me it, he said, and the midget, he didn't mention the hippopotamus, and he said the midget went all right, and soon he fell off, and the hippo ate him. And I said, sorry, what was the hippo doing there? He went, it's a circus.
I've never heard of a circus having a hippo.
Hippos do!
What can they do? You can't train them, can you?
What do you
aren't they, like, very deadly? They're huge, aren't
they? You can't have a hippo in a circus. You're not thinking of Zippo.
He's neither clown.
Yeah. It wasn't some sort of... where Zippo was eating a midget and it's some sort of horrible sexual act.
No, it was definitely... I heard it on Breakfast, right?
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, it's definitely fact.
Yeah, okay,
definitely
right, okay, good. Well, let's play a record then.